Hi there, Empire Builders. We have the biggest announcement. We just heard that Brianna Wiest, the brilliant mind behind The Mountain Is You and The Pivot Year, is going to be our keynote speaker and part of the VIP experience this year at Her Best Life in sunny Miami, Florida. If you have read her books or heard about her, you know what an incredible experience this is going to be. We were able to negotiate a limited number of VIP tickets for a more intimate experience, but there are only a few available. So go on over to herbestlife.com/events to secure your VIP seat. See you there.
Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Tiffany Fikes.
And I'm Sarah Reynolds. Well, today is a first for our listeners because it's just Tiff and I, and I'm super
excited.
Which is
going to be so fun.
It is. I'm really excited about the topic of today's episode. I typically love to get right into the meat of the episode, but let me share first what that will be. So today we're going to talk about how to motivate your people to take action. Boy, is that such a needed topic to talk about. But before we do that, I've been having major FOMO this week, major FOMO, because Tiffany was at one of our Empire Circle retreats for Her Best Life, and it looked amazing. And I haven't even really caught up with anyone that was there yet, other than the FOMO that's been created. So tell me about the week. How was your week this week?
It was so good. Yeah, I just got back night before last, and we went to a dude ranch in Southern Arizona, which was super fun. Tidbit, not just any dude ranch. It was the ranch where they filmed Hey Dude. Do you remember that show on Nickelodeon?
What? Yes.
I know. It was so fun to find that out. What's funny is like, that's not even a big deal. They have it posted nowhere. But one of the drivers told us. And then that was like, all we wanted to talk about was like, Hey Dude.
For our generation, that's a big deal.
It is. The teenagers of the 90s or children of the 90s, they were all about Hey Dude. So we got to do fun ranch stuff. We did horseback riding. We did something called team pinning, which was a few of us on horses, like getting cattle to go into a little pin without running away, which was super fun. You definitely learn how to do something you have never done before. I don't think many of us had used horses as...
Who was good at that?
Well, there's a couple. So Diane's pretty good on a horse. Oh, Chelsea was really good as well.
Ooh.
But Carissa and I were like, we're going to learn how to do this. And so we learned how to do something. And talk about having to motivate not necessarily people, but an animal into action.
Seriously.
Yes. It was super fun. But we also just got to spend time together. We did a lot of good exercises around imposter syndrome. We had people leaving with really great action items. You know, Jessica Luff, one of our non-real estate people, she's already put into action something and is texting me like major moves she's making in her business since being back 24 hours.
Wow.
So shout out to Jessica.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, for our listeners that don't know, Her Best Life company that Tiffany and I co-founded, our sort of elite membership program is called Empire Circle. And we have four events a year where we come together and really focus on our own growth as a leader, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, while having fun at the same time. I'm loving the takeaways that I'm seeing, both the pictures, I have major FOMO of all the fun, and a lot of FOMO from the pictures from the life change that...
Yeah, the work being done.
Yeah, the work being done. It can be so lonely in leadership, so lonely as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as leading others. And it's just so powerful when we get in that room. So great job, Tiffany. Yeah. Great job, leadership.
Yeah.
And impacting many females' lives this week.
I know.
Sure.
And the great thing is, and I can't remember who said it, it might have been Yatra, but she was like, I'm leaving with my cup full so I can pour into other people. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Because we're going to talk about how to motivate people into action right now. And it's really... It can be discouraging to do it when our own cup isn't filled.
Yes.
I will tell you these steps in and of itself, because sometimes you're like, I can't even motivate my own self to action, and I'm supposed to motivate other people to take action. And so we need to have our cup filled to be able to do that. So yeah, so how to motivate your people to take action. It makes me think of John Quincy Adams, one of the founding fathers of our country, said that if your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, then you're a leader. I think so many times we think that this might not apply to many aspects of our life. I mean, after implementing this framework that we're going to go over today, I actually used it that night with my 11-year-old daughter. And so this applies to parenting. This applies to working with clients.
Oh, yeah.
This applies to leading a team, leading a big organization, leading a small organization. So you can use this framework that we're going to go over to really help elevate action across many aspects of life.
Even if you're not an activator, like Sarah and I.
Yes.
You can use this framework to motivate and activate the people in your life. So
true.
I love that.
So true.
Well, let's jump in. Okay. So number one, face reality and share why something needs to be done differently. So face reality and share why action needs to be taken, whether it's different action or the same action that they need to know. So you want to show, if you have data, you need to show information if you have it to back up the action that needs to be taken. And I know, Sarah, you were talking about an example in your organization. Will you share it with everybody?
Yeah. So we had a situation this week. One of our locations is struggling. You know, one of the things that's been fascinating leading Empower Home. So Empower Home services 10 different real estate companies across 10 different locations in the United States. I have certainly grown in my business acumen and also leadership by seeing everything across all these locations, right? So we have one location we've struggled with recently, and conversion has significantly decreased. And there was sort of this perception, I heard this perception from our agents, from our team members in that location, that appointments are down, less people are moving, we have less opportunity, almost as like the excuse why to not take action is it's out of my control.
Exactly. That's it right there. Like if you make it a thing that I can't control, there's no reason to get into action. And your brains actually do that automatically. They look for a way that it's not your fault, because your fault creates pain and your brain keeps pain away as much as it can. And so like, I love that. They were looking for a way that they didn't need to get into action because there's nothing they could do about it. And the reality was something different.
I will tell you, it actually impacted my perception, where I had said 2 weeks ago that, like, you know, the appointments are so down in that location. And because I was taking the feedback that I'd heard from our people, right? Well, A, that's a big lesson, what I just said, for as a leader. Like, let's make sure to look before we necessarily take it as fact, you know?
Yeah.
So I looked at it a few days ago, and we're actually up. There's actually more opportunity. They've had more appointments. They've had more opportunities to impact families' lives. And so it wasn't true, right? So the first step in creating action is that you want to share the data. So I was very transparent. I believe in being as transparent as possible with your people. And so I pulled up all of our tracking. I pulled up all of the appointments. I pulled up who went on them. I shared my screen and I showed exactly what the situation is in that location. Like, their first question is, why are we having this meeting, or why do I need to do something different? Well, let me share with you why, and let me show you why. So that's the key here, is making sure that we are facing reality of what the current reality is, and then also sharing why, exactly what Tiffany said, something needs to be different.
I love that. That's one thing that I want leaders to understand, is when people are like, their perception is not lying or seeking, like they're literally, it's subconscious. Your brain is literally programmed to find something outside of you as the problem, because it's too painful, even just little pain, for it to be something you can control. And so making sure that you have that data and information is so crucial. So, I mean, I love that you admitted that you even took it on, like, oh yeah, that's exactly what it is. When you had all the data, you didn't go looking for it first. We need to remember that.
Yeah. And I love that you're sharing that, Tiffany, with our listeners, because like even more reason why this should be first. If you want to motivate others to take action, you need to first get in their brain, their belief system, their, and what Tiffany is sharing is that we have automatic blockers of that. of reality many yeah. times. That's so powerful. And I didn't realize that. And so thank you. I just learned, always learning from my co-host at Empire Building Podcast. Okay. Number two. So the first thing is face reality. If you have data to share, share it. Number two, we want to ask open-ended questions. So Gary Keller reminds us of this often, and I now remind my team of it often, is authorship is ownership. So when someone can author and feel as if their opinion, what they're seeing, what they're experiencing is taken into account before you tell them the action, you will actually have more buy-in. Their buy-in will be stronger. So you want to, after you share it, so let's keep this sort of story going here. So after I shared the data, I stopped sharing my screen. I made sure they could see me. I said, okay, I know that you guys don't want these results. Like, I know that because I know you're amazing agents, you're amazing team members, and you care deeply about the families that we serve. And right now, my goal is to understand, what are we hearing? What are we seeing? Why do you think our conversion has declined? And in all sincerity, I literally took my pen and I just listened. So you want to ask open-ended questions, which are typically why, what, how. If you're getting surface level answers, like following it up with something like, tell me more about that. But you want to ask questions to get their buy-in to what the action needs to be.
Yeah. Leave the why questions to your last. Start with how questions because why questions can sometimes feel really accusatory. And so how questions open our minds to possibilities, and why questions can sometimes take us to self-protection. And so start with, how could this be different? How could we? And your brain immediately goes into the creative part of, how could it be possible? You automatically assume belief.
So true.
In asking that question, that it could be different.
I love that.
So we're facing reality. We're asking open-ended questions so that they author opportunities for action themselves. Because I love that. I say that now all the time. Authorship is ownership. And then number three, we need to get into the tactics. So show how. Very often people want to get into action, but they have no idea what to actually do. And this is where you take what they have said about how it could be different, and you build the scaffolding below that for them. And most of the time as the leader, you already know what the scaffolding is that you're going to share with them. And you discover that if you don't tell them exactly what needs to be done, if they author what needs to be done, and then you just get into really tactical, descriptive how, they will believe it more because it was their idea. Whatever you're holding up was their idea. The tactical how is the scaffolding you're building to holding up the ideas that they came up with in your open-ended questions. That helps their confidence because they want to get into action. The people in your organization are good. Your children are good. Like all the people, everybody but the horse I rode in Arizona is good. They want to get into action. And so you just need to get tactical and really practical on what it is, exactly what they need to say, exactly how they can do it. I know in my organization, I was just helping someone on our team who, man, she shows up and works hard every day, but she just didn't know how to spend her afternoon effectively. And so I met with her for 30 minutes and we got tactical with her calendar every afternoon, exactly what she's going to do. I mean, 3 days later, she set 2 appointments and she hadn't set appointments in weeks just by simply knowing what to do, how to get where she wanted to go. She immediately, it was easier to get into action. So don't underestimate that.
Yes. And so many times, probably one of my biggest lessons in leadership is assuming they know how.
Yes.
A lot of times I hear leaders talk about like, my people aren't doing it. And they're complaining about their people. And what I know about people is 95% of humans have the right heart and the right intention and want to do good and want to do the actions and want to do a good job. Like the majority of humans do. They lack the how. They actually don't know how. And many times if you are the empire builder, right? If you are the leader of your team, if you're the leader of your business, God's gifted you in knowing some things that your people need to learn from you. And so don't assume they know what to say, right? So like when my team that was struggling shared with me that they're getting a lot of feedback that our competitors' presentation is the same. And I said, okay, what was the response to our track record? Because anyone can say they can do things, but what was the response when you showed the seller our track record? And what we discovered is that some of them were skipping it, showing the track record. And so I said, well, anyone can mimic what we do. They can't mimic our results. Here is the script. And I wrote it out for them right there live. This is what you say to transition into track record. And this is how we're going to play offense to what's being said versus defense. And so giving them the exact script. So exactly what Tiffany is saying is like, get tactical, get in it with them. Make sure that they walk away with, okay, if I say this, then my conversion will increase. Well, if I say this, my business will increase. If I do this, if I handle my time, right? Your routine equals your results. So Tiffany spending time with her team member, it was her routine, which was the struggle of her results. Well, now her routine changed because Tiffany got tactical with her, and all of a sudden we're getting different results because she got tactical. So show the how.
And I just want to repeat, Sarah, what you just said. As leaders, we sometimes can see hows that a lot of people can't, and we assume everybody else could do it. I mean, I've screwed that up for years. If they don't know, they should ask me, or they should just know. And not understanding, if you would tell them how, they would execute it and kill it. So don't be like me. And I've learned. I'm giving you an example. I have learned, and I will sit down and get really tactical with the people who are showing up to get the results.
Especially when something is a strength, right? I know we're sort of triple downing on this point, but I believe it's actually very critical to your people taking action. Many times when something's a strength of ours, we actually assume it's common sense.
Yes.
As an example, Tiffany mentioned that both of us are activators. And so we were talking about, okay, what are we recording today? You know, we're talking before the episode and texting each other. And I said, let's talk about the framework I built for how to motivate people to take action. And then we got on and Tiffany's like, I just followed this with one of my team members this week. And it's such an example of both Tiffany and I have activator strengths. Meaning that's why we basically follow a similar framework, because it's natural to us. It's common sense that this is how you would help your people take action, because it comes as a strength. The same goes for, like, if you're good at scripting, if you're good at your time, if it's a natural gift of yours, do not assume it's common sense. If it's common sense to you, that actually means you need to spell out the how more. And that is what has helped me. When I have the thought of, like, do they really need to know how to say this? Or do they really need to know how to do their time? And then it dawns on me, oh, that's a strength of mine. I view that as common sense when it's not common sense. It's a gift. And so remember that that's the time that you want to spell it out more.
Yeah.
You don't want to put them down for it. You actually want to help them because it is a gift. Okay. So number one, face reality. Number two, ask open-ended questions to get their buy-in. Number three, show the how and get as tactical as possible. Number four, you want to give a deadline and or a time you're going to recircle back. Like, as an example, I gave two deadlines in this meeting with the team that was struggling. I said, okay, by the end of the day, I want everyone to have role-played that script I just gave you for at least 30 minutes. So you're repeating it at least 10 times. You're then going to put the script down and you're going to say it in your own sort of words to where it doesn't sound scripted. And so I need that by the end of the day. I want you guys to post in Slack once you've done it and any ahas or questions that you might have after you've role played it. Okay. So partner up, do the role play. I want that done by the end of the day. Now, in a week, we're going to circle back and we're going to relook at the numbers and we're going to relook at the success that we've had through implementing. So give a deadline and or make sure that they know that there's going to be some accountability. Every human craves accountability. Every human, all of us. My health would not be what it is in the good way if it weren't for accountability. Like, I have to have accountability when it comes to my health. Our people are no different. So giving a deadline, making sure that they know that there's a sense of urgency to the action that you're wanting them to take, okay, will help them take the action.
And you're also helping create the sense of urgency, because I love that, Sarah. Like, if you hadn't said, by the end of day, you need to have spent 30 minutes doing this, there is probably no chance everybody would have done that. They would have done it eventually, but it would have been based on their own sense of urgency. And so when you say, here's the how, And then you're just giving them one last how. Like, we're going to get into action on this immediately. And we're also going to have a follow-up where we're going to look at these numbers again, which, and I keep talking about pain in the brain, and I'm going to do it again a little bit later too, but that tells them, if I don't want to look at that numbers again that felt like pain, then I better do something differently because I know this is coming. And so when you do that, you're immediately setting them up, understanding what's at risk. Not that it's their job at risk, but it's, we're doing this again. And if you haven't gotten into action on this, we're going to be talking about this again. And so let's avoid that. Let's have a celebration next week when we talk about this.
Yes. I love that.
So it helps them for sure. Okay. So they know reality. They have authored what needs to happen. We've helped build the scaffolding behind that and shared how to do it. You've given them a deadline. You know, that's that accountability that Sarah talked about. And then to end, and this is where the brain pain thing is going to come in again. We need to reiterate belief in them and repaint the vision of what is going to be awesome when they execute it. Because this conversation has been reality, like, hey, it's not what you think it is. You've had to do some really hard thinking about how it could be different. You've told them their schedules are going to change, their activities are going to change, they got to do something new. And we're talking about it again next week. So it's like pain, 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 pain.
True.
So then let's bolster at the end. And you wouldn't be having this conversation with them if you didn't believe they could do it. You would be having a different conversation with them. And so this is where you get to tell them how much you believe in them as a leader and help them remember why they started out on this journey. I mean, it's why even with our clients, we get their really deep motivation about why they want to move. Because when it is pain, 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 we can reiterate and bolster them and say, remember, you want your kids to have a different childhood than what you had. And so I know this feels not fun right now, but we can do this. Or, you know what your people on your team really want out of their life. And so you can help them see why changing their schedule or using a new scripting in a meeting is going to get them to Greece or to paying off their parents' home or whatever that thing is that really motivates them. It's a time for you as the leader to see who they are, not just their strengths, but what they want in life, and remind them that what we just went through gets them closer to that every time they take a step in a new direction.
Oh, I'm getting chills. Tiffany is like, she's such a powerful communicator. The way you word things, I always, you're so good. And it reminded me as you were talking about hearing someone believes in you. I don't know, on the ranking of life-changing experiences, like I had this experience about 5 years ago with my coach, who still is a coach of mine to today. I was experiencing probably some imposter syndrome stuff on the call, and he interrupted me and he goes, you know, I'm sensing that you aren't really believing in yourself. And I'm like, no, I believe in myself. Like, what? And he goes, hear me. And then it got quiet for a moment. Hear me. I believe in your greatness. He said, Sarah, I believe in you. I believe that you are going to be one of the most phenomenal leaders in our industry. I believe that you're going to accomplish your goals. I believe in your greatness. I believe in your strengths. I believe in who you are. For someone to say that to me, I mean, I ended the call in tears. I then later realized the power of someone saying, I believe in you, right? And so like you just equipped them with everything they need to do. The last thing you want to equip them with is that mindset of your belief in them and how they win by doing it. Exactly what Tiffany said. It is so, don't assume your people know, well, they should know I believe in them. That's why I'm meeting with them, right? Or they should know I believe in them. I'm not firing them today. Right. Like, no, like every human wants someone to look at them and say, I believe in you.
Yeah.
I believe in you. And that alone will cause them to go out and do exactly what needs to happen to change their trajectory, to change their life. And in turn, the awesome thing about leadership is when you do that, when you change their life, your life increases too, elevates as well. And so awesome. I love this.
It makes me want to get into action, Sarah. Let's go.
Seriously,
do it.
Let's go. Let's go. Well, guys, this was fun, Tiff. Oh my goodness.
Oh, so okay. Fun.
And so as a recap, right, we want you to go take action on getting your people to take action. Okay. Number one, help them face reality. See the why. Number two, ask open-ended questions to get their buy-in. Number three, show the how. Get tactical with them, right? Number four, give that deadline and get some accountability going. Number five, reiterate your belief in them and what's in it for them when they take action. And so, guys, we believe in you.
Yeah, we do.
All of our listeners, we believe in you. We believe that you're going to implement this and big things are going to happen in your empire. So get out there, continue to build massive empires, okay? But don't forget to build that big life at the same time. If you got something out of today's episode, it would mean so much to Tiffany and I if you give us a 5-star review and leave a comment and also share it with your fellow leaders and friends.
And I wish I could tell them exactly how so that I could follow our framework here. But y'all are awesome. We believe that you can leave us a 5-star yes. review or share this podcast with your friends. You can figure it out.
That's right. Bye, guys.
Have a great week.